Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. A historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
That is Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Kigali before leaving for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade.
This is United States Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80% to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with a 10% cut by 2019. Gunmen kidnapped an American aid worker in Niger on Friday after storming his home and killing two of the worker's guards. The abduction took place in Abalak. The assailants apparently came on a motorbike, killed the guards, and then an SUV came along and drove toward the Mali border. Mali's long porous border has been vulnerable to armed violence in recent years. There's been no claim of responsibility for the abduction. No U.S. citizen had been kidnapped before in Niger, where such a seizure of foreigners is considered to be rare. This is VOA News.